Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to edify you with an audio on being afflicted. Yeah, this is all over Scripture. Being afflicted. Let's talk about this in the faith life. We're going to have affliction. We'll talk about what it is. Let's go to Scripture. Matthew 24:9. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Yeah, this affliction that were promised is all over Holy Scripture. Genesis 16:11. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. So affliction comes in many, many different categories. Affliction basically means trials, hardship, pain, difficult times. 2 Samuel 6:12, and it may be that the Lord will look upon mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. Job 10:15, if I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up mine head, for I am full of confusion, therefore see thou mine affliction. Yeah, affliction affects all types of people in the Scriptures. Hebrews 10:32. But call to remembrance the former days which ye, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Yeah, we could be in affliction. We fight affliction. People bring affliction on us. We can bring it upon ourselves. James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Interesting. We're going to have afflictions no matter what. We need to pray, saints, and we need to wait upon the Lord, and we need to patiently endure those trials, the persecution, and the afflictions. James 5:13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Yeah, God sees our affliction. I really believe the key is drawing close to him. Let us patiently endure. Jesus made a promise. Those who overcome will receive the crown of eternal life. Are you enduring? Are you patient? Are you ready to suffer affliction for the cause of Christ? Hopefully it's not affliction for your own sinful ways. Many people bring afflictions upon themselves. But if it's affliction for the cause of Christ, preaching the gospel. Today we were out at a festival and we were preaching the gospel. We were peaceable, we were legal, but we had all kinds of affliction. Why? People kept calling the police on us. And we had to stand. And the police eventually said, you're right. You have every right to be here and preach. And they let us preach on. Afflictions, trials, hardships. Many of the worldly churchianity people came against us. They brought affliction upon us. Affliction can be physical. It can be verbal. It can be soft persecution. It can be hard persecution. Ponder afflictions. And ready? Last thought. Don't be hesitant about afflictions. Press in if you're suffering afflictions. Don't pull back from it. You're going to grow from it. God's going to be glorified. The truth is going to go out. People are going to see a great witness. You're going to be a better saint and stronger. Don't fear affliction. It's part of the walk in Christ. In fact, when you're afflicted in this evil, wicked world, you know that you're shining your light with great brightness. You're not pulling back. You're not standoffish. You're not timid. You're not fearful. When you're not fearful, the righteous, Proverbs says, are as bold as a lion. Affliction is going to come upon God's people. I hope that encouraged you today. Don't be shy and stand back from affliction. Press in for the glory of God. Do all that you can to stand and then stand, Paul says in Ephesians 6. Put on the armor. Endure the affliction. Wait on the Lord. Pray and hope for our salvation to come in Christ. Hey, love y'all. Hope that edified you today. Check out all of our resources. Check out the latest preach at don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering area. Till next time, may God be praised.